Higher Learning on the First Word. I'm Mike Howard. This is CIUT 89.5 FM, FM Talk Radio, Sundays from 1 to 3 p.m. Today, part two of a special tribute to underground Detroit hip-hop producer J.D., a.k.a. J. Dilla.
We're going to rock them, man, because we got the fresh stuff.
Turn it up. Turn it up.
This one is hot. Sister.
People, the time has come.
Bring the heat. Yes, welcome. Yeah. It's part two. We're taking a look back at the career of J. Dilla, who passed away on February 10th, 2006.
Say you got guns to bring that shit. What? You say you got ones to bring that shit. We gonna need a lot more ones and guns for this. What? Me and my man about to spit hot shit.
Last week we covered his work with Tribe, Pharcyde, Janet Jackson, and Slum Village. And we're starting this week with Common's landmark 2000 LP, Like Water for Chocolate. This album, deep. Every cut laced by Jay and Com.
I'm a child of the 87 from the street, skin on the beat, it goes fine.
Dilla and Common were really good friends. They recorded a lot of stuff together, including Common's follow-up to this, Electric Circus, and a couple tracks off of Common's most recent album, B. And during Dilla's last days, Common stayed with him in the hospital. And here Common remembers fondly his good friend.
Well, JD is one of the best producers to ever touch it, you know, point blank. And, like, I think he's been so innovative with his sound and so, like, so progressive with it. It ain't even though you know his feel, it's like he can do it. He can give anybody what they need, really. And it's like it got a certain funk to it and a certain, like, special thing about it. I don't know, can't put, like, my finger all the way on it, but basically from the work he did with Tribe, from him producing that Janet Jackson song, you know, that On and On, It Seems to Go, he ghost produced that. Many people don't know, but if you listen, you could tell He ghost produced that from the work he did, like, with Busta, even with Pharcyde and with Slum Village. I mean, people just feeling him. And I can say this from the Soul Quarians perspective. I know for sure that, like, Questlove and D'Angelo and James Poyser, they all, like, sit and study JD. You know, and, like, he's, like, the genius behind it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he, like, the one they sit and be like, yo, how you do this or do that? And then they start trying to play similar to him. No, not like they don't have their own thing with him, but the point of the matter is that, yo, they do look to him for inspiration, as do many producers. And I just can say, all I can say is the boy is dope, you know?
This is part two of a tribute to J.D., and you're listening to Higher Learning on The First Word on CIUT. Now, Dilla is credited with inventing the sound of Detroit hip-hop, but with his solo debut on UK imprint BBE, he went beyond hip-hop into some Brazilian groove, Donald Byrd covers, and a wild-ass techno rework called Big Booty Express. This was a 2001 release, and this album launched the highly acclaimed Beat Generation series on BBE. Also, Dilla's The Shining, the album that hasn't come out yet, that's on BBE too, and that'll probably be released in the summer. That brings us to the 2003 Meeting of the Minds Collaboration of the Year, JD plus Madlib equals J-Lib. The album, Champion Sound.
Check it out, man.
What you say?
Feel it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
These two guys are similar in a lot of ways. Both workaholics, reclusive, quiet, love the analog sound, love Herb, and loved making music above all else. They had a profound respect for one another. They loved each other's music. In fact, that's how the album got made. Madlib had a bunch of JD beat tapes. He rapped over them, put them out. Jay heard them, loved them. Let's do an album. Enter Peanut Butter Wolf, the mastermind who made it happen. They sent beats to each other by FedEx and picked which ones they liked. Jay rapping over Madlib's beats, Madlib rapping over Dilla's beats. Stone Store became a real home for JD after this album. And for the Beatheads, when this came out, it was Christmas. It was about this time that Dilla started to get sick, but he kept making music. He began working with people all over the world, including Wale Oyejidi. This one's pretty rare. Right, like twist the toe, Mr. War crying like sister soldier. It's a war going on more ruthless than ECE. I'm strapped in the MPC-3 is the weapon. It's more deadly than PCP. More dirty than them DC streets. Now we're out of time. This is a joint he did with Steve Spacek called Dollar. He started doing some different things as he was battling his illness. Worked with Dabri at Ghostly, Fortet, the Platinum Pied Pipers, all stuff worth checking out. But Donuts released earlier this year an album of instrumentals. That's really Dilla's curtain call. He recorded it while he was in the hospital. It's amazing. Even more amazing, he was touring Europe in a wheelchair late last year. Questlove says Dilla's loss is of Charlie Parker proportions. But as Madlib says, if you keep listening to his music, he'll live on forever. Clips from this program were used from the Giles Peterson Show Worldwide on BBC One. And I'm Mike Howard. This is Higher Learning on The First Word. Everybody's looking for glory. Yeah. Let the dollar circulate. Oh, it's gonna circulate. Let the dollar circulate.